You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty in Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady. How are you, Pam?
Oh, pretty good.
And your bees have been chasing you all over, huh?
That was a cute story.
It really was.
I was down picking raspberries down by the, and the raspberry, we have this feral raspberry patch. It's huge and wild. And I was picking berries down there, and there was this one honeybee, and I recognize the honeybee, you know. And it just was not happy about me being there in my raspberry patch, and it just kept buzzing me and kind of like bombing me like it was going to like bite or something. And, and a couple times it like landed on my sleeve. And I'm like, man. And so I kind of cut my berry picking short, and it followed me all the way up to my house,
really?
Just buzzing around and bombing me. Yeah.
Pam, now, in my opinion, you're a very nice, easy to get along with lady. What did you do to tick off the bee?
Because well, you know,
was mad if it followed you to the house.
I think what I was doing, I was wearing dark clothing, and they don't like dark clothing. That's
really?
Why you'll notice the bee suits are always white.
Yeah,
light.
They are.
Yeah, they feel more threatened if you're wearing dark clothes.
Really?
So, yeah, next time I went down, I wore real light-colored clothes.
And it didn't bother
and
you.
And they left me alone.
So does, with the dark clothes, does it think you're a bear or something?
I think so, yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, bears do attack honey.
Yes, they do.
And
they take their hives and they do.
Yeah, total damage. So.
Wow. Well, that's it. That was kind of a cute story.
Yeah.
And it just followed me all the way home.
Yeah. Buzzing around my head.
There you go. Well, Pam, how is real estate this week?
Yeah, well, I guess the best way to sum it up is, you know, that kind of lull that we had earlier this spring, we're making up for lost time right now. And if you look at the numbers for like pended units and listings compared to this exact same time a year ago, we're actually above what we were last year at this time.
Well, good for you.
Yeah,
that's
but,
neat.
Yeah, and then one reason for that, you know, we're catching up for lost time is July this kind of year is usually kind of a little bit of a lull time. It's kind of a, you know, things are kind of slowing down, the little bit of dog days of summer, you know, and it isn't quite that lull that it normally is. So you've got a normal lull combined with making up for lost time to make us ahead of what we were last year at this time. In other words.
That is great news, though.
Yeah. If you have a house to sell, boy, is this a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, combination of the buyer demand and the interest rates, this is a fantastic time to have your house for sale.
There you go, folks. Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Well, you can try my cell phone, 651-319-1298.
Or if you're driving and you couldn't write that down, we don't advocate you to do that while you're driving. You can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and just ask for Pam.
Yeah, do that.
So, or the Bee Lady.
Yep, they'll know who I am.
Yeah. So wear light-colored clothes when you're out in your garden. I learned something new today.
Yep.
There you go. Well, let's get into our topic of the week. And boy, this has to be a tough one because when it comes to money, boy, people put their guard up. They put that brick wall up, don't they?
Yeah, well, our wallet is pretty important.
Yes, it is. Who pays for what?
Yeah. Basically, when you're buying or selling a house, there are two times when money comes out of your pocket. One of them is out-of-pocket money, basically, before that happens. And there are a few, for both the buyer and the seller, a couple times where that happens. And then the other is the bottom line. You have what they call the settlement statement. And that says, and there are two sides, debit and credit, both for the buyer and the seller. And all the negotiations, all the talk, all the terms and conditions boil down to what is on that settlement statement. Is it going to be a debit on the buyer's side or on the seller's side?
Mm-hmm.
And there are some pretty standard ways that it comes down, and you can sort of expect that it's going to happen a certain way if you follow normal protocol. But as they say in the industry, everything is up for negotiation. So I'll tell you what's normal, and then I'll tell you what things are often negotiated.
Okay, and do you care if I ask questions along the way?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, please. And okay, if I was to basically sum it up, what the buyer is typically paying for are any of the fees related to their mortgage loan. And there are extra fees, you know, the title search and all that kind of stuff.
So the seller is just pretty much out of that. The buyer, it's his loan, so he has to pay for that stuff.
Well, usually, but then there's this thing called buyer's closing costs that the sellers sometimes get involved in.
Okay.
That's one of those negotiating.
Negotiating, okay.
Yep. And then the seller's responsibility is typically they pay for the agent's commission, and that commission is split both between the agent that sells the house and the agent that brings a buyer to the house. So the seller pays both sides of the commission.
Now, if you are both, if you are fortunate enough to be the listing agent and the selling agent, then it just goes one to one person, you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why agents like to both list and then sell it if they
can.
Yeah,
it's always nice to be able to do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've had that happen several times. And then,
it's like a bonus. It's like Christmas in July or something.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, that is a lot of fun when that happens. It's that would be the exception, though, rather than the rule. Usually, there are two separate agents. And the seller also is responsible for a number of closing costs of their own, in addition to the commission. I'll talk about that. But like I said, every piece of it is negotiable. And I'll just start kind of at the beginning. How's that?
Yes.
When you first list your house, what's going to happen? And the sellers are probably going to invest some money out of their own pocket before the house even comes on market, making repairs and fixing things up, you know, landscaping. Sometimes they'll do some remodeling. But I would just throw in there that before you get going on those things, talk to a real estate agent. Give me a call, because I've seen a number of sellers maybe waste money and energy on things that really didn't pay off, you know. So get some advice before you do too much around the house.
Well, and after all, you folks are the experts, and we look for you to, you know, for advice. Because you're right, I wouldn't know in the times that I've sold homes. I didn't know what was going to be the best return on the dollar.
Right.
And you don't want to waste any money if you don't have to. But there's all those things that you put off to do all these years that, guess what? They all have to be done now.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least most of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And we are in houses. We're with buyers looking at houses all the time. And we know the type of things that buyers see and notice and that make a difference when they're trying to decide what they want to buy. Yeah. And, you know, I have seen sellers that have invested maybe I have been in houses where the sellers have invested a good $50,000 or even $100,000 in incredible updates and renovations. But if it's in a neighborhood, for example, where homes are not selling as high as they want it to sell for, you're not going to recoup that money. So just because you've spent $5,000 on this beautiful fish pond in your front yard, you're not necessarily going to get that $5,000 back, because the buyer might be looking at it thinking, well, I'm going to fill that thing in soon as I own the house, you know.
Good point. Yes. So again, moral right here of this story is talk to a real estate agent first.
Right. Your house is going to sell what the market value is. Mm-hmm. No more, no less. Doesn't matter what you've put into it. It's only going to sell for what the market tells you that it's worth. So, yeah, get some professional advice on that.
There you go.
You know, and another thing, this is purely optional. Many sellers choose to do this, is to have a pre-inspection done, and that would be another thing that the seller would be responsible to pay for, of course. And it's something you can be proactive. Maybe this pre-inspection will reveal something that you were unaware of that you want to get fixed, and then you could put that out for potential buyers to see, and then you can show them that you've taken care of these things. So that's one optional thing that would be the seller's responsibility. There's another inspection later on that the buyers would do that would be their own, but I'm trying to kind of go in chronological order mm-hmm. about when these come.
Okay.
And the other cost that we already kind of mentioned was the sellers have to allow for the commission. That would come out of their pocket. It comes out of the seller's side.
Okay.
99.99999% of the time.
Okay.
Now, the agent pays for some things, too, you know.
Okay.
And when we list a house, we pay for these items regardless of whether the house sells or not. We take some risk on ourselves. And there are times when I might go on a listing appointment and talk to the sellers and say, boy, you know, I don't think this is a good fit. Maybe they want more for the house than I really think it's worth. Or there's something, might be something else that to me, you know, my experience is saying, I don't think this is going to work. I won't take that on because there's quite a bit of expense involved mm-hmm. in listing a house. One of them is that we pay quite a bit to just be part of the multiple listing service. There are fees, you know, in order to put your house on the multiple listing service.
Really? Okay.
We pay that, yeah.
That a flat fee or is that a fee off every house that's sold?
No, it's a flat fee.
So whether you have a good year or bad year, it's still going to cost you the same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And to be part of the National Realtor Association, the Minnesota Realtors wow. Association, we're part of SPAR, St. Paul Area Association of Realtors. So there are a number of fees and memberships that are required in order to be a realtor that, yeah, they mm-hmm. they go on rather whether you sell anything or not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then when we list a specific house, we nearly always have professional photos taken. We pay for that, and there's expense involved in the marketing of the house too. You know, the marketing materials, signage that goes in your yard. A lot of times there's advertising, even postage. You know, it does add up. So there's in staging advice, and most realtors that I know have this stash of staging supplies that you'll see if you know the realtor, you start recognizing different pieces that you might see in different listings that they have. They'll reappear. But sometimes those little things help, you know, make the house look nice.
Mm-hmm.
So and also because of the memberships that we are part of and also the fees we pay to our brokerage, it keeps us up to date on all the latest laws, the latest forms. Even like during this COVID crisis, we were constantly being updated on what the latest requirements were and safety protocols and things like that. So those are some of the things that the agent pays for. We take care of that.
Wow. Okay.
So, yes, a lot of goes behind
hidden
the scenes.
Stuff that nobody sees or knows about.
No. It's
right?
just, you know, it's part of being a professional and what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, the buyer, when he's starting to go look for houses, I always want my buyers to understand that they're not paying me a fee to show them houses. And in fact, if my buyers never buy a house, I never get paid, mm-hmm. actually. The payment comes from the seller who is selling the house. So just so that they understand that. Now, there are two out-of-pocket expenses for a buyer that the buyer is responsible to pay for. One of them is the earnest money, and that's a check that they write when they put in an offer to somebody. It doesn't get cashed unless they accept your offer, but that is out-of-pocket, and it can range anywhere from $500 to several thousand dollars. And that's one thing that we can advise you on is how much you should put down. And the other thing is, if they do accept your offer, that is the inspection that the buyer is responsible to pay for. And it's for their purpose. So it's the
benefits
own inspection.
Them.
Yep. So that comes out of the buyer's pocket. And then later on, as you move forward, the bank will do an appraisal on the property, and you actually end up paying for that. It's maybe, the inspection is runs, oh, give or take, $400, and the appraisal might be a similar amount of money. And that's the bank inspection for the bank's benefit, to know if they want to give you the loan or not.
Right.
So now, these are some of the things that are negotiable. Okay. Generally speaking, the seller is responsible to pay for any taxes, you know, that are due. They're supposed to give you a clear title, take care of any mechanics liens. Say the roof needs to be replaced. It really is the seller's responsibility usually to take care of that or any other major repairs. And usually that's written into an agreement that becomes part of the purchase agreement, that the seller takes care of those things. But, you know, that there is some negotiation that goes on in how much they pay. If the buyer wants to chip in part of it, if it's done ahead of time, if it's going to get escrowed. And also, sometimes I had a buyer walking through a house and they said, oh, I love that couch. It was a big oversized chair and then an ottoman that went with it. They said, I really want that chair. And so we asked for it along with the house, and they gave it to him.
Oh, wow.
So
neat.
You just never know.
Negotiating again.
Yeah. Sometimes you may want to sell some of your old lawn equipment if you're, like, downsizing. Maybe you want to sell it for a certain amount of money. But those things are all negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the washer, dryer, stove, refrigerator, the basic appliances are left with the property. But you do have to write those into the purchase agreement, because if you don't, they don't have to leave them. So, and they're usually included with the house.
And something on that, and you're probably going to get to this, we have about a minute and a half left here, is if you're the seller, do pay the extra money for the warranty on those appliances. We did that on other, well, we collected on one when we bought a house one time and when we sold one, and just recently we had that same thing with some relation.
Yeah, yep, exactly. And see, now that's one of those negotiable things. The seller could pay for it. The buyer could pay for it.
Yeah.
Sometimes the agent helps out with it, too.
Okay.
So that's one of those negotiable items that and shouldn't be overlooked, because you really want to.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Well, we're running out of time here, Pam. Maybe we can do a part two next time you come in? Or?
Yeah, well, pretty much we've covered them other than your down payment.
Your down payment.
You got to, and that buyer has to pay
that.
For that.
Yeah. How can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-318-1298.
And again, Pam, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah,
you do a great job. Well, you put a lot of information in a short time. You're good at it. That's why they call you the teaching realtor. Thanks, Pam.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Our realtor today, Pam Collins. If you want to give Pam a call, 651-319-1298. Or you can call Hastings Edina Realty at 651-437-2121 and just ask for Pam. This is KDWA Hastings.